message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence tonight. It's a privilege, and we are grateful to God for the privilege He has given to us. And I don't know about you, but I've been enjoying God in the last 7 days. If you have been enjoying God, can I see your hands up? Hallelujah. And you will still enjoy God more in Jesus' name. I say you will still enjoy God more in Jesus' name. What you are doing is that you are preparing for what is going to happen in this year. You are not playing. You are not fooling around. You are not in a jamboree. You are in a place like this where serious-minded people are gathered. And I know it will not be a wasted effort in Jesus' name. I say it will not be a wasted effort in Jesus' name. I say it will not be a wasted effort in Jesus' name. Breaking limitations to supernatural settlement. Breaking limitations to supernatural settlement. God Almighty has programmed and destined you and me for settlement in life. He destined us to be glorified in life. Someone say glorified. He wants everybody to see His glory on your life. In Romans chapter 8 verse 30. Romans chapter 8 verse 30. The Bible speaking to us. That moreover, whom that He predestined, He called. And whom He called, He justified. And whom He justified, He glorified. So, God's intention for you is to be glorified. That is, to be settled in life. For people to see you and to see the glory of God upon you. For people to see you and to say, God has been with this person. God has helped this person. God has assisted this lady. God has blessed this family. And in the name of Jesus, in this year 2020, that will be your testimony. Moreover, whom that He predestinated, He called, and whom that He called, He justified, and whom that He justified, He glorified them. He wants every one of us to enjoy settlement. And tonight is the night that you are going to start enjoying that in a greater dimension in Jesus' name. And when we are talking about limitation, a limitation is anything that stands as a hindrance to God's plan, purpose, and intention for your life. A limitation is also an hindrance to your goals, your personal goals. You have a goal. You have a goal. You have what you want to achieve. Anything that stops that goal is a limitation. Anything that hinders the actualization of that goal is a limitation. Anything that stops that goal from being accomplished is a limitation. And tonight, we'll be looking at the force, the major force that breaks off the limitation in the life of a person. And that force is called the force of faith. Somebody say faith. The force of faith is what removes limitation. In Mark chapter 9 verse 23, the Bible says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If you can believe it, if you have faith, everything is possible to you. And I'll be running through the outline quickly tonight. And I trust God that the blessing of God and the spirit of faith will enter into somebody in Jesus' name. What is faith? Faith is having an unwavering confidence in God and His word. Faith is having an unwavering confidence in God and the word of God. Number two, what is faith? Faith is partnering with the invisible God to do the impossible in the life of a person. Partnering with the invisible God to do the seemingly impossible. To do what the man or woman cannot do by himself. Partnering with God to make it happen. That is faith. Partnering with the invisible God to do the impossible in our lives. And faith remains a major force for the settlement of a man or a woman. It's a major force. It's a major requirement for your settlement. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 11, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. In Romans chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34, the Bible says, the just shall live. Verse 38, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10 verse 38. The just shall live by his faith. That is, the just will break limitations by his faith. The just will excel by his faith. The just will dominate by his faith. The just will progress by his faith. Quickly tonight, beloved, important facts about faith. Important facts about the issue of faith. Number one important fact about faith is that whenever faith is demonstrated, miracle is born. Anywhere God sees faith, a miracle is born. In Mark chapter 11 verse 23, the Bible tells us that very vividly and very, very clearly. For verily I say unto thee, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So, everywhere where faith is visible, a miracle is born. In your house, a miracle will be born this time. Number two important fact about faith is that signs and wonders always follow faith. Mark 16:17. Anywhere you see faith, signs and wonders follow the faith. Signs and wonders pursue faith, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Signs and wonders always pursue the house where there is faith. Signs and wonders always pursue the individual who has faith. Number three important fact about faith is that faith is the bridge or the connector between humanity and divinity. Your faith is what connects you with God. Faith is what connects humanity, human being, with the almightiness of God. You are disconnected if there's no faith. A child of God is disconnected if he doesn't believe in God. If he has no faith. Faith is the connector between humanity and divinity. Number four, important fact about faith is that it is the tool for overcoming the challenges of life. Many want to overcome the challenges of life, but without faith it's impossible. 1 John 5 verse 4. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5 verse 4. So every man or woman of faith overcomes the challenges of life. Beloved, that particular challenge you are going through now, you are going to overcome by faith. I say you are going to overcome by faith. I say you are going to overcome by faith. Every man becomes an overcomer as a result of his faith. Once faith comes, then you are able to overcome. Number five, important fact about this issue of faith. Faith is a spiritual converter. That is, it converts mockery to miracles. It converts shame to honor. It converts impossibility to possibility. Mark 9 verse 23. Faith is a spiritual converter. It will convert that problem to testimony. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If you can believe, the impossible shall be possible. If you believe, despite the fact that you are 90 years, you still get pregnant. If you believe, despite the fact that you are in the prison today, by tomorrow, you'll be on the palace. If you believe, despite the fact that you have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, you are going to feed 5,000 men, excluding women and children. If you believe, though wine has finished, pour water inside these things here. about five of them, and then draw it out again, it will become wine. If you believe it, it will happen. Faith is a spiritual converter. It converts failure to success. I remember one time while I was in university, I checked a course and they said, I saw F there. I ran down the stairs of management and accounting department in the university where I went to, violently, and I was blowing tongues everywhere. Say, this is not possible. I started praying in tongues. Lakata karabakataya, latwaka karabataya. I started praying everywhere, converting it in the spirit. By the time I went there back the following morning, they said they made mistake. They said, sorry, we made mistake. I can't forget, it was a law course from Faculty of Law. Borrowed course. They said, we made a mistake. And then they brought back the result, and the result changed. Somebody is here, that problem you are going through, there will be a conversion to positivity. Though things look negative now, they will soon become positive. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Somebody has repeated pregnancy test several times and it was negative. The next time you go to that doctor to do that pregnancy test, it will be positive. And somebody here standing in the gap for his brother, his sisters, that testimony will go to them and you share the testimony. In the name of Jesus. Faith is a spiritual converter. It converts poor people to rich people. Number six, important fact about faith. Faith is what determines the outcome of your life. The outcome of your life tomorrow is determined by your faith today. Let's put it like that. Number six, important fact about faith is that the outcome of your life tomorrow is determined by what you believe today. What you believe now will affect your life tomorrow. One day, my wife was about to put to bed, our firstborn to be precise, and we were in the hospital. And then she had been in labor since afternoon. And then at about the night, dead in the night, the doctor, a renowned doctor, who is a professor now, said, this woman will die. She will die. She will die. Please stand here. Let's quickly operate her and do a CS. I rose up. I banged the table with this hand. That table must have cracked after the banging. I banged it. Wah! No! It can't happen. It cannot happen. It cannot happen. I know the God in whom I serve. And I went out of the office like a madman. Went to the side of the woman groaning in pain. And I held the hand and I shook it. Rakatakata. As I was shaking it, all of a sudden, she said, baby's coming, baby's coming, baby's coming. Before I knew, they had delivered the baby before the doctor came. The doctor came and said, what's going on here? Nurses delivered the doctor was still coming. We see what this man is talking about. Faith. Your faith today will always determine your future tomorrow. And if that had been happening, maybe the four children that God has blessed us with, biological children, maybe they would have been by CS today. If that single faith, that little mustard seed faith that was demonstrated to that professor was not demonstrated. Number seven. What? An important fact about faith is that faith prospers in any location, either in Nigeria or abroad or anywhere in the world. Faith is a universal currency. Either in Nigeria, either you are in Lagos, or either you are watching me from anywhere. Your faith will work for you anywhere you are living. If you are in Ilorin, it will work. If you are in Ibadan, it will work. If you are watching from anywhere, it will work. And those who are watching us online tonight, the faith that will be imparted into your spirit tonight will work for you in Jesus' name. I say it will work for you in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, what are the benefits of faith? I just finished the foundation tonight. What are the benefits of faith? What do I stand to gain if I receive the faith, the spirit of faith? What happens to my life and my destiny If I receive the spirit of faith. Number one, we are saved by faith. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. Salvation is by faith. Ephesians 2 verse 8. For by faith we are saved through faith. For by grace we are saved through faith. Salvation comes by faith. How can somebody just say, there's somebody somewhere called God and he wants to change your life. He wants you to please forgive him. Well, he wants to forgive you. If you stand up, he will forgive you. That's faith. And then you say, yes, I need forgiveness. So then you rise up. Then you say, they say, put your right hand on your chest. Then you say, Father, I'm sorry for what I've done in the past. Please, sir, afresh, take. It's faith. Anybody that will be saved or that will ever taste salvation must have some level of faith. Number two, benefit of faith is that we walk daily by faith. Your walk with God is by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Your daily walk with God. The walk we are talking about is not physical leg walk. Your daily walk with God is by faith. Your daily walk with God, every blessed day when you wake up, is a walk of faith. It's a walk of faith. And grace to continue in this walk of faith, receive it in Jesus' name. Number three, benefit of faith is that we are healed by faith. Mark 5:34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Daughter, thy faith hath made. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Tonight, I decree to somebody, go in peace in Jesus' name. You are healed of that plague in Jesus' name. He said, go in peace. I can see something in your heart. I can see something in your spirit. It is called faith. Tonight, God will see your faith. I say, God will see your faith. And everything that is not of God in your life tonight, it shall be flushed out in Jesus' name. That story is the story of the woman with the issue of blood, who had an issue of blood for 12 years. And then one day she contacted Jesus. The Bible says in verse 25, for a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years, she has suffered many things of many physicians and has spent all that she had, but was not getting better, but grew worse. She had spent all her money. And then one day she went to touch Jesus while Jesus was in the crowd. And Jesus said, somebody touch me. The disciples said, who touched you? You are very plenty here. All of us are touching you. You say, no, that's not what I mean. So that thing taught me a big lesson. You can be touching somebody yet not touching the person. You can be in a place yet your heart is not in that place. Many of them were over familiar with Jesus. They knew him, this man, the carpenter's son. And then this woman said, no, if I can touch this man, if I can touch this man, if I can touch the edge, he did not even embrace him. Some people even embrace Jesus. There was nothing that happened to them. She just touched him small. And then she got her healing. And Jesus said, somebody touch me. And then when she saw that she was one, somebody insisted somebody touch me. And then suddenly, something happened. Her life changed. And he told her, go. You are healed because of your faith. Tonight, every discomfort in your body is going out by faith tonight. Every discomfort in your body is going out by faith tonight. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Amen. Healing is by faith. Health is by faith. Vitality is by faith. Number four benefit of faith. Why you really need this faith is that we are protected by faith. Somebody say protected by faith. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6 verse 16. You quench the fiery dart of the wicked by faith. Ephesians 6:16. You quench the fiery dart of the wicked by faith. You destroy their wickedness by faith. Many of you hear that the wicked is wicked to you. Today, the arrow they sent to you is going back to them. All through this year, anybody that lifts his mouth or his voice to speak against you, God will judge them. Anybody that sit down on a mat or goes to consult anybody to destroy you, God will judge them. You are protected by faith. You are preserved by faith. You are protected by faith. I've told you the story before a few times. While I was in the polytechnic, we were on a 3 days marathon fast. And after the third day, I was going to my small room. And then I did not know that they said that nobody should walk at night in that particular place, that they were carrying masquerade in that particular place. They said nobody must come out at night. I didn't know. I just left after the vigil and was going home. And then I started hearing drums. And after some time, they saw me from afar and the drum increased. That is, Kai, we met somebody today who is going to be like a mismatch for us. So I continued. I noticed the drum beat change. I noticed that the dancing changed. And I continued my whistling. I was just waiting for just one person to just touch the hem of my garment. You know, there are some dirty slaps that when you give somebody, at least 3 teeth must come out. So I was waiting. Just one person. Oh yeah, touch me. So I continued to walk. And I was waiting. Then the drumming was going. The drumming. And the mask, everybody was dancing. And they walked past me. And they could not do anything. I thought they said, you people are masquerade. Oh yeah, masquerade me. Let us see. It is to you according to your faith. That's why you see, when you see there are some dogs, when they are pursuing you, and you are running, they will pursue you very well until they catch you at the back of your leg. But when they are pursuing, and you turn, and you two, you are barking like a dog. Whoa, roar, 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 roar. As he's barking, you are barking. As the dog is barking, you are barking. You big stick. The girl will say, I'm a dog. But the kind spirit inside you, a fast dog, this one a lion spirit. This one is not a dog spirit. It's a lion spirit that has entered into you. You are protected. That's why when all these small people, all these small wicked people are disturbing you, sending you text and bombarding you, you cannot reply them with fire and curse their father's father. Their father's father. I say, your father's father can't say this. You don't know the person you are talking to. Your father's father in the grave, if they rise up, they can't say this. You are abusing me. In 7 days, by the time they hear that, they will send you text to beg you. You are protected by faith. Devil is looking for fear, but you will never be fearful again. I say, you will never be fearful again. 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 I curse the spirit of fear tonight in Jesus' name. One of our beloved men is here tonight, and I'm happy he's here tonight. Years ago, I'm sure he'll remember, maybe about, I don't know how many years, maybe about 6 or 7 years, we were not here then, the former auditorium. He came to me in the church there. He said, sir, they say my wife, there's problem. I said, which problem? I took time to be patient very well. He's here, he's listening to me now. They say, fibroid, choking the baby, choking the head, choking the nerve, choking everywhere, choking. I said, keep quiet. You have not been listening to my messages. I said, you have not been listening to my messages. How are you talking like this? Who said that? Is that what God said? What do you mean? Is that what God said about your wife? Is that what God said in the Bible? No! I disagree with you. He said, yes, sir. I agree with you. Friends, fibroid eventually turned to fine boy. The boy is here now. Mother is here. Husband is here. Baby. In fact, another baby has arrived after that. And if we are not careful, more are still coming after that. Praise God. Every verdict of the wicked concerning you, it will not come to pass. I say every verdict of the wicked concerning you, it will never come to pass. Tonight, the spirit of faith enters into you. I say the spirit of faith enters into you. At your small age, you'll be doing things that elderly people are doing. Achievement of 60-year-old people at your 21, 22, 25, it will be your portion. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I preach this kind of message in Lagos or in America, everybody will be on their feet by now. Ignoring people. I pray in the name of Jesus, the spirit of faith enters into you. I said the spirit of faith enters into you. What people cannot achieve in their family, you will achieve it. Mark it. What took your parents 15 years, 20 years to gather together? This 2020, you will gather it together. Projects that they were doing it. They even born children. Children started going to secondary school before they finished. You will start it this year and you will end completion this year. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat. Number 5. What do I stand to benefit from faith? We stop the devil by faith. Devil is operating your business. 1 John 5 verse 4. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. We stop the devil by faith. That was what happened to Daniel. He entered into the lion's den. And he came out. He stopped lions from being lionized. That was what entered into the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They entered into fire and they came out. The Bible said there was no smell of fire on them. You could not see them and say this one entered fire, came out. There was something that they carried. You will carry it tonight. I say 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 you will carry it tonight. Did I hear somebody say amen? You stop the devil by faith. That was the kind of spirit that was inside that wonderful man here. That they kidnapped him. They put him inside boots. The spirit of faith could not make him get there. He blasted open the boot. He jumped out. He started making noise. They caught those guys and he recovered his car. What the wicked stole from you, you are recovering it today. Enough is enough of the devil terrorizing your family. He has done enough. He has made you cry enough. As you are looking at this thing, hey, what do we do about this one? Another one again. As you are looking at this one, say another one again. Somebody say enough is enough. Enough is enough. This is 2020. This is not 2019. This is a different ball game. This is a different ball game. We stop the devil. We stop the oppression of the devil. We stop it by faith. The devil, stop your evil hand over this child. Stop your evil forces over this, my husband. Stop your evil power over this business. You have had a field. You have had a field day before now, and enough is enough. This is the time of somebody's testimony. Number 6, benefit of faith is that we please God by faith. We please God by faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6. No faith. You can't please God without faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is when they say something is impossible. If you don't possess this spirit, you can't please God. Once you can't please God, you can't get settlement. No faith, no pleasing God. No pleasing God, no settlement. You can see that straight line equation. So every one of us must believe God before he can say to us. If we don't believe him, there will be an option. And God doesn't work with options. So it is impossible to please God except you have faith. It is impossible to please God except you have faith. Number 7. Somebody being blessed tonight, shout hallelujah. Somebody being imparted with the spirit of faith tonight, come on, shout up a big hallelujah. Number 7 benefit of faith is that we are established by faith. And when I saw this, it fired me up. I've been reading the book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 9b for a long time. I never read it like that. Isaiah chapter 9, chapter 7, verse 9b. Isaiah 7, verse 9b. It says, if you will not believe, you will not be established. The B part. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. Ah! When I read this scripture again, I say, if you will not believe, you will not be established. That is, a person cannot be settled if he doesn't believe. No marriage, he doesn't believe. If he wants children, he doesn't believe. It cannot happen. If he wants to travel abroad, he doesn't believe. It cannot happen. If he wants to start a business, he doesn't believe. It cannot happen. If he wants to be healed, he doesn't believe. It cannot happen. If you do not believe, if you do not possess the spirit of faith, it cannot happen. That's why faith is so important to a Christian. Faith. That's why sometimes when they see believers, they say, is he still in the faith? They will ask. Sometimes you hear people say, is that guy still in the faith? Or has he started working with people that doubt God? You will never be amongst those that will doubt God this year. I say, you'll never be among those that will doubt God this year. I say, you'll never be among those that will doubt God this year. I'm settled for this year. Anything God says, I catch it straight. Anything he says. There's no need to start calculating. And you see, how do I want to do it? Like 3 months. So in 3 months, my life will change. So something that did not change for the last 10 years, in 3 months, it's not. That's the spirit of doubt. That's the spirit of doubt. You are established by faith. You are established by faith. And number 8, where we stop on the benefits of faith, is that we perform or we do exploits by faith. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. Luke 1 45. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that were said to her of the Lord. Luke 1 45. Blessed is that lady that believes that she will deliver safely. Blessed is she that believes that her business will prosper. Blessed is he that believes that things will be very easy in 2020. He said, but because there will be performance. There will be a performance of those things which were said to her of the Lord. Friends, if your desire is to perform this year, believe God. That's why one of the enemy's strongest weapon is doubt and fear. Doubt and fear. Doubt and fear. Make you to doubt God. It's not easy. How do you want to do it? How is it possible? It's easy to say with mouth. Those pastors, they are just saying it. We said it. It happened in some people's life. Why would it happen in your own life? Somebody say it must happen. 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 It must happen. The second thing he uses is fear. 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 How will it happen? It's very difficult to. How do I raise capital now? How do I raise capital now? The greatest capital you need is the faith capital. That is the greatest capital you need. And tonight, that spirit of faith is coming on you afresh in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, as I round up before we go into prayers, how do you assess faith? If faith is so important to my destiny, how do I assess this faith? I want it. I desire it. Tell me how to get it. Faith has a major source, and that is the word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if you look at that scripture, better keep that scripture on the screen, media, you will see two hearing there. Can you see it, everybody? You are not even talking to me again. The first one is that you listened to it. You heard what was said. The second one is that you understood what was said. You have an understanding of what was said. You understand what it was said, what the person is saying. Faith cometh by hearing, and then hearing the word of God. Hearing first, and then understanding. You shall not die, but live to declare the glory of God. That is hearing. I cannot die. Then why won't I die? I won't die because I must showcase the glory of God. So I'm not here as a statue. I must showcase it. People must see the glory of God upon my life. All right. Good. So, oh yeah, glory of God. Let's start now. Let's flow. Let it flow. It will flow in your life endlessly. I say it will flow in your life endlessly. In the name of Jesus. Faith cometh by hearing and understanding the word. It cometh by hearing and understanding the word. And this word can be gotten through various channels. Through physical study. Physical study of the scripture. Physical study. Sitting down with the Bible and settling down to read it. To get the juice out of the scripture. Many Christians can pray for hours, but to sit down to study is a major problem for many believers. They can pray many days. They can even fast for 7 days unabated without food or water. But to sit down to study is a problem. And that's why faith is lacking. What physical food is to your body is what faith is to your spirit. What physical food is to your body is what faith is to your spirit. If I want to know the extent of your faith, I will check your Bible and I will check your library. Those two things will show me the extent of your faith. I will check the extent of your Bible study and I will check the extent of your library. If you have more clothes than Bibles and spiritual materials, your faith has a long way to go. So, faith comes by spending time in the Word. Faith comes also by meditating in the Word. You meditate on the Word. You listen to the Word. Say, none shall lack her mate. None can lack her mate. So, there's a mate for me. Okay, Jesus, as I go out this week, this month, let that my mate locate me. He that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor. So, somebody will find me. And then you now smile to make yourself findable. You smile to make yourself findable because when you frown, you drown. Frowning causes drowning. No man wants to drown with somebody who is frowning. So meditate, that's what meditation does. And of course, you can also, I'm talking about how to get faith, and I said from the word, but I'm breaking it down into four parts. The first part is spend time on the word daily. Number two is meditate on the word. Number three, listen to messages. Listen to messages. In the car, while you are traveling, on your phone. You know, technology has made things so important, so easy for us now. Listen to messages. Buy messages. Download messages. Get tapes. Get tapes. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. And number four, under this same how to get faith, which I said is the word of God. I said, number one, spend time on the word daily. Number two, meditate on the word. Number three, listen to number four, read books. Read books. Be an addict of reading. Somebody say, I don't like reading. You don't need to like reading. You need to have faith, so you have to read. I don't really enjoy reading. The only thing I enjoy reading is newspaper. That is, you enjoy taking trash into you. That's what it means. Because the only news that sells in newspaper is that somebody died somewhere. Donald Trump just bombed Iraq. There's something that happened in Akure. Somebody just kidnapped somebody somewhere. If they put good news there, that somebody had maybe twins or triplets, nobody will buy the newspaper. But bad news. Two tires just removed from a car while he was going on Lagos Ibadan. He will buy it. Buhari is forging. Buhari is forging. It's at the point of death. Everybody will buy it. Buhari's wife slaps Buhari's cousin's sister in White House. Hey! Wait, driver. Wait. Oh yeah, bring it. they will buy it. But if it's good news, nobody wants to buy it. So look for materials, spiritual materials. Spiritual materials. You don't need to like it, but you need it. You don't need to like it, but you need it for your spiritual edification, for your spiritual enlargement, for your spiritual fortification, for your spiritual decoration. You need it. Settle down to read. Settle down to study. Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that as we pray tonight, the spirit of faith is coming upon somebody in the name of Jesus. I say the spirit of faith is coming to somebody in the name of Jesus. I say the spirit of faith is coming to somebody in the name of Jesus. That spirit will enter into you tonight in the name of Jesus. Doubt will never enter into your system again in Jesus' name. Nobody will see you and doubt God again in Jesus' name. The spirit of faith, which will bring about your destiny progress, comes on you in Jesus' name. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Did I hear somebody say a big amen? That is your portion from tonight in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are clapping for Jesus, you can clap more and more and more. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands to heaven and give God praise tonight. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be exalted. It's worthy to be adored. It's worthy to be glorified. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank him. Appreciate him. He's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy.
My God is good.
For the word he has sent to us, give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration, thank him, give him praise, give him glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You will say, Father, Father, give me a new level of faith that will break all limitations in my life. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Give me a new level of faith. Baptize me with the spirit 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 of faith. I no longer want to walk in doubt. I must not doubt you again. I must not doubt your capacity again. I must not doubt you again. I must not doubt you again. Impart upon me the spirit of faith. Impart upon me the spirit of faith. Impart upon me the spirit of faith. Release upon me the spirit of faith.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.